It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Democrats who control the Iowa Senate are proposing a big push for school funding, but it could be a tough sell. It's just one of the issues being discussed up at the State House, and we'll talk about it here with IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell, who we talk with on Monday mornings. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Now, first off, Democrats in the Iowa Senate were in the news last week, as you reported, wanting to sweeten the pot to get more Iowa school districts to offer free preschool to all four-year-olds. Do you see this going anywhere?
Well, probably not. It's a Democratic priority to eliminate waiting lists for four-year-olds, and their mantra is it's goofy to talk about a waiting list for four-year-olds because then you're five and
right.
You've missed out on preschool. But it is a voluntary program, and so far schools are not keeping up with demand. Senator Kornbach's bill would reward districts with $1,200 for each new student they enroll over the next 3 years. In some cases, it's a classroom space issue, so the money could help out there. But there's a deep divide between the parties on preschool. Governor Branstad opposes making preschool free to all families, regardless of need.
Democrats want at least a 4% school funding increase. Now, how likely is the governor and the Republican-controlled House to want to budge?
Well, that compares, of course, to the 1.25% increase for basic state school aid that Republicans are recommending. Republicans say they're already giving schools more money for the teacher quality program that they approved 2 years ago, and they say that's all there is room for in the budget. If I had to guess, they'll settle on something between 1.25 and 4%.
So there'll be some kind of compromise. Now, with not a lot of wiggle room in the state budget because of these property tax cuts and the teacher leadership funding from a couple years ago, many at the State House are scratching their heads as to how to pay for different parts of the budget. Dave Heaton, a Republican representative from Mount Pleasant, was walking out of a recent hearing on the state's Medicaid budget when the meeting was done, and he was telling me he doesn't know the status quo funding for the state's Medicaid system is going to work.
They're not going to work with the tax thing. They're not going to address teacher education. I mean, cut them. So where's the reductions going to come from? Most of it's going to come from right inside this budget, I think. I don't know. This is a very, very difficult session.
Now, is this the kind of thing you're hearing from a lot of lawmakers? It's a difficult session?
Well, yeah. The governor has proposed a by and large status quo budget. Most state agencies are falling in line with that. But Medicaid costs grow every year by millions of dollars. I just got the update on that. The governor's budget calls for a $200 million increase. It's an increase in Medicaid spending next year over this year. That's a very big chunk of change. That's part of the Health and Human Services budget that Representative Heaton is one of the chief architects of. And so, of course, he's nervous about his budget taking some hits.
Now, I noticed last week when we were talking about conversations at the State House about raising the gas tax to pay for the state's deficient roads and bridges, I was driving by and stopped at a gas station to fill up my car, and much to my surprise, prices were up. Is this going to stifle progress on a gas tax?
No, I don't think so. I think to some extent the train has left the station on that. There will be a bill to raise the gas tax by 10 cents a gallon. And the working group on that bill, they're fielding off different ideas to tack onto that. And that's what's taking some time. But I will say that one of the lobbyists I talked to suggested that the longer it takes to bring a bill up for a vote, the harder it may be to pass.
Okay.
He said lawmakers are going to have to play nice to get this approved. And he says the longer the session goes on with budget battles and other conflicts, the harder it will be for them to play nice.
So what's in store for this week, Joyce? What do you have your eye on?
Well, the newly appointed regent, Sherry Bates, who faces Senate confirmation, she'll be at the Senate Education Committee today to take questions. University of Iowa President Sally Mason will be at the Capitol today. She's going to be talking about the recent acquisition of the business college, AIB, in Des Moines. And Regents President Bruce Rastetter will be our guest on River to River today. He'll be talking about the proposed plan to redistribute funds to the three Regents universities.
All right. We'll look forward to that at noon today. Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you.